Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, what's up? This RB checking in. But the streets don't love you back. The movement is on, baby. Letting you know, me and LD talking about that thug / drug life. Let me tell you a little lesson, players. In these streets, baby, they'll never love you back. Trust that.
In these streets, no one above you. In these streets, no one can touch you. In these streets, love if you want to. But know these streets, they don't love you.
Everybody's around here talking about all that thug life, player. Talking about that drug dealing thing. Tell you, baby, it's about getting your life together, getting your head on tight, doing something with your life, and stop destroying your community and stop destroying yourself, baby. But when the people come at you, they come for real, player. Homeboys on my team done got 400 million before, baby. 100 million, baby. Now they sitting on death row, baby. That's where you wanna be, player. Cause the drug game is washed up. The thug game is washed up, baby. They put it in our communities, baby, and they tell us off the top, yeah, you can make this, you can make that. But once they come for you, game over, lights out. Do what you feel, do what you wanna do, baby, but join the movement. It's the streets, baby, they don't love you back. It's the streets, baby, they don't love you back. Come on, come on.
In these streets, no one's above you. In these streets, no one can touch you. In these streets, love
yeah, yeah.
If you want.
This track here is a track of knowledge, you feel me? Want all young brothers and sisters across America to understand that the drug game, the thug life, that's all washed up right now. Take heed, learn from players that done live that life, you feel me? Much love to my man, the real freeway Ricky Ross. Jeff Step Down, May 4th, we sending you much love out there to Cali, you feel me? Much love to everybody across state to state who roll with the movement. It's time to open your eyes up, people. It's time to rise up above all this street thing, you feel me? It's a better way. Let's do this.
It's moments like this when my back's against the fence that I say, fuck the fence. Life is just, I gotta go and get a bit. Got he caught up in moving shit, I'm strong. It started from my home, so I'm at home with pressures. Are we all alone when we born? We all alone when we die. We need to get our shit together. We can make it if we try. Can probably make it if you cry. But I hate it when you whine. And if all is true with us, then you can take it when you die. I'm on my grind, cause all I got is time. But maybe it's enough. But if it's not, then let me know. Cause I feel like I'm on bus. I'm overstuffed with propaganda. They should slander it. Lies, tried to slick the public and then wonder why there's crimes and murders on the rise. Cause we ain't got a dime. Shit, I'ma hurt some fucking body. You can see it in my eyes. I lie awake sometimes at night and ponder how to get ahead. Jump out of bed, paranoid. I'm going backwards instead. Feel like my feet is full of lead. Cause I just can't move. Freestyle life off the head. Cause I don't know what to do. I need to make a couple moves. Ooh, I need to make a couple moves. I need to make a couple moves, but I gotta stay free, cause each and everything I do and say affects my seed. Decide what's the truth, separated from fallacy. Separate what I want from the things that I need, and try to make a way for everything to be okay. Stay focused on my goals, so you never stray away. Let the past be the past, and your future's okay. Pay attention to the present, living in it every day. Come
now
on.
Now this RB checking back in with you, like I said, it's that trap of knowledge. Let you young brothers and sisters understand that, hey, the street life, that's a dead issue, that's a dead game, that's all washed up. Let's get our life together, let's do what we need to do. Let's love more, hate none. RB, love, one. Much love to Lucinda, my manager, and my man LD. Let's do it. 100. Out.
Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lucinda Fierros, coming to you from Maricopa, Arizona with my co-host, Robert Boyd. Hey, Robert, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, hey, what's up, Miss Lucinda? We just geared up tonight for this great show tonight with my man Josh out of Arizona, and he's here to speak his piece and about his change, you know? What's up, my man Josh?
Hey, what's going on? What's up? How you doing?
Oh, man, we living.
Man, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. I just, first of all, I want to give a big shout out to the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, man. Y'all doing your thing, man. Keep doing your thing, for real.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it, man. And I would like for Lucinda to start off with asking Mr. Josh some questions, you know, about his change in his life. You know, Miss Lucinda?
Yeah, Josh, how you doing? Thanks for calling us.
No doubt. Thank you for having me on the show.
No problem. We really appreciate it. So, Josh, you know, we've talked a little bit before, and you've told me a little bit about your life, and we've invited you here to share it with our listeners and to, you know, let people know that you can get through the struggles of your life and overcome it and make changes and do good things. And so we're going to let you talk a little bit about your life. And you grew up in New York, and why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about where you grew up and some of the things you went through.
No doubt. I was born in Union Hospital in Bronx, New York. To a mother who was on drugs, to a father who was on drugs. Both of them were alcoholics. I grew up separated. You know, I lived with my mom. My mom separated from my dad when I was about 2. And basically, I would go visit my dad every other weekend, stuff like that. They went heavily into drugs. My mom was into coke. My dad, really, his thing was heroin. As a matter of fact, I could remember being a young cat, you know, 5, 6, 7, when I would go visit my dad. He used to take me to the drug dealer's house. And I used to see my dad when I was like 6 and 7 shoot up heroin.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I would go back to my mom's house, you know, I would see my mom do coke. Sad, you know, at the age of 6 and 7. So to me, that seemed like a normal life because that's all I was around. I mean, I go to my dad's. He's doing heroin. I go to my mom's. She's doing coke. So I'm just like, hey, that's what it is. That's the norm. And when I was about 8, 9, my father, he ended up dying of AIDS. He got AIDS from sharing a needle. And that devastated me, you know, because my dad was my Superman. He was my hero. He was my everything. And to grow up without a dad, it's like, it's devastating, you know. And then just staying with my mom and seeing my mom, the things she went through, you know, she went through a lot of physical abuse through, you know, different relationships. And, you know, I seen my mom go through a lot of hurt and a lot of pain, a lot of men putting their hands on her physically. And so, you know, I had hatred. I had hatred for everybody. I had hatred to guys in general. I had hatred for my mom. I had hatred for God because I'm like, there ain't no God, because if there is a God, he sure don't love me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if
right.
there was a God, how he gonna allow this to happen? You feel me?
Right.
Now, let me ask you this right here, Brother Josh. At the time of growing up, like you just expressed, you know, when you seen mom and dad going through that, you know, like you said, you thought that was the norm because that's what you was around and that's what you were seeing visibly at that time. You know, when did you come to the point in your life at the age you got to, when did you recognize that truly wasn't the norm and that your parents had just got hooked on drugs and was just being turned out in the wrong direction of life at that time? When did you get to that point to realize that was not the norm?
I got to that point really when I was about 13 or 14 years old. You know, growing up, you know, that's what I did. I just hung out. My mom let me do whatever I wanted to do. You feel me? But when I was about 13, 14 years old, my mom, she got sober. She cleaned up her life. And when I saw a different side of her and I saw that there was a different lifestyle out there for me, that's when I decided, man, I need to do better. I need to be better. You feel me? When I saw my mom, you know, start working at, you know, work at a job, and she would work 1 or 2 or 3 jobs. You know, when I saw my mom making an effort to try to educate me, when I saw my mom try to be there for me, it opened up my eyes a little bit to be like, you know what, maybe there is a life outside of drugs. Maybe there is a life outside of the streets. Maybe there is a life, even though my dad wasn't there, maybe there is a life for me to be a good dad to my kids. You feel me?
Right. So let me ask you something, Josh. How do you feel about the street life in general, now that you're older now and you look back on your life? How do you look at the street life now, what these young youths is doing right now?
For real, this is how I feel about the street life right now. If you're into the gang life, into that thug life, in the street life, to me, you're weak. And the reason why I say you're weak is because you're just a follower. You're not a leader. See, because it's so easy to pick up a gun, and it's so easy to sell drugs, and it's so easy to do those, you know, to rob somebody. You feel me? It's
right.
Hard to get. It's hard to get up in the morning and work to provide for your family. Not everyone could do that. You know what I'm saying? So if you're into that thug life, into that street life, I see the street life as it's for weak-minded people. You feel me? Because they're just followers. They're not leaders. You know, it's like, I'll give you a good example. It's like when the rapper Nelly first came out, he had a Band-Aid under his left eye. Bro, when I started walking the streets and, you know, trying to minister to these cats, to these young men, bro, I seen them wearing, you know, Band-Aids under their left eye. And I'm like, yo, what's up with that? Oh, man, that's the end style. Nah, homie, that's not the end style. You're just following somebody else's style. You know what I'm saying? You got to make up your own style.
Right, and I agree with that cold hearted, Josh, because, you know, like we spoke in the earlier part of the show, you know, everybody want to be this thug/gangster life, but real gangsters and real thugs always took care of family, you know. You didn't even know they was a thug or a gangster, you know what I mean, until you cross family, and then, you know, they come out their shell, you know. But a lot of cats out here now, they don't even care about nobody in the street. They don't care about their family or nobody in the street at all. They just straight disrespectful out here to the game, you know? And I think that's where a lot of people ain't got twisted at and being weak at as well, you know what I mean? Because everybody want to follow the street life. But at the end of that tunnel, there's no light at the end of that tunnel because it's the oldest failure in history, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, all they have to do is, man, you know, history repeats itself. History repeats itself, and you can see a cat making money, driving a BMW, he got dough, he got the woman, you know, he's partying all the time. Yo, a couple of years, where he's at, he's either dead or in jail. Then you look at, there's another cat, he's making money, he got all the women, and he's partying up, where he's at a couple of years, dead or in jail. You know what I'm saying? So history repeats itself.
Right.
And these young youth need to understand that history does repeat itself, man. If you continue in that lifestyle, you will get caught. And it's like you said, you know, when you were talking to me earlier, you know, you may not get caught today. You may not even get caught 5 years from now. But eventually, it'll catch up to you.
It's game over, lights out.
That's it.
So what we're going to do tonight, we appreciating Josh on the show, and we doing our thing tonight with my man up at the AZ, and he kicking it with the real to you people out here. And we're going to go to a track right now called Ghetto Talk by Slim Goody, and we're going to come right back with Mr. Josh. And at that time, Miss Lucinda will be asking him some questions from that point on.
All right, here we go.
Yeah. We back at the top of the hour. WENJ. We got a very special guest in the house. Sexy. Slim Goody. About to sit down and poly a little bit. Do a little ghetto talking, you know? Slim, tell me something.
From AZ to double O high, the way we triple and double the pile of the bubble. But I stay low, subtle and fly. No cuddle, no cry, I'm gonna fly. These brothers acting hard, but they shut and shy. I'm hitting scenos like casinos from Cincy to Reno. We see re-ups, you see repos. You G'd up, but you G-flow. Baby, be easy like a free throw. Get cheesy and me no need no hero. My knees real, you placebo. Negro, you ain't first, that's where my seat go. You better believe, bro, I can bleed, but my enemies bleed more. I'm second watching trees grow. My peeps like wet them trees go. I'm spinning that cheap flow. It's my way, like BK and Khalid. I'm with his car, not where he go. At the bars, till he be on zero. I got money and power, other veto. Your paper got your sour, show like. you DeVito. I'm pulling strings like you the bass, and I'm the Tito. Ghetto queen leaning, hey. With my ghetto team we creaming, hey. The ghetto walk, ghetto talking, the ghetto we be gleaming, okay. Living, triple beam dreams giving, lips to the fiends chilling, rip with them things, them lips to my hips and my jeans. Ghetto queen leaning, hey. With my ghetto team we creaming, hey. Ghetto walk, ghetto talking, the ghetto we be gleaming, okay. Living, triple beam dreams giving, lips to the fiends chilling, rip with them things, them lips to my hips and my jeans. From nothing to sin. In the 20, y'all be stunting, getting got. We be bumping, getting plenty. Then puffing the piff, sipping the Henny. Slim be setting the trends. Y'all be bending for the trendy. Got love for my chin. Send death to my enemies. The drop got your sick. This slim got your remedy. Boom got juice like Duke. Got energy shutting you down like Duke did. Synergy. Slim be putting the simply queen of the Cincy. Lean bag, demon in the Bentley. Green bag like I never seen empty. Think stacks so your green never tempt me. Hit the scene with green eyes and a lip. It's your dream girl, baby. Be the rise of a gift. Dreamy thighs driving gas to the lives of a sin. He sets us down. I arrive with the hint. I got drive, so I arrive with the rent. My ghetto walk, getting gas on the rise with the mint. Rhyme with the tent. Ghetto queen leaning, hey. With my ghetto team we creaming, hey. Up. Ghetto walk, ghetto talking, the ghetto we be gleaming, okay. Living. Triple beam dreams giving, lifts to the fiends chilling. Riff with them things, them lips to my hips and my jeans. Ghetto queen leaning, hey. With my ghetto team we creaming, hey. Up. Ghetto walk, ghetto talking, the ghetto we be gleaming, okay. Living. Triple beam dreams giving, lifts to the fiends chilling. Riff with them things, them lips to my hips and my jeans. Brother Sal, shout and come to Slim with Cal, Cal, Gigi. Been better than Bow Wow, just shawty been a Bow Wow. Ghetto tar cleaner with the foul mouth. Midwest, East Coast, West Coast, the ratty style. Tell you what the body about, smell you with the shoddy cloud. Never tell a shout it down, better jail than a cloud of doubt. No money better than crank and powder about. From Bummy to Bank to calling routes. Call me the QB cutie. Fatin' niggas in the juicy. I say, who me? He say, you with the booty. He say, he wanna swoop me, swoop the coochie. I dig dick, but baby, I don't do groovy. I got my own, I don't care about your Gucci. You in the peanut gang like Snoopy and Lucy. You ain't get to talking, so you lose me. My crew unruly, say who pulling the toolie down for doing the duty. You down, we move a hoochie. Ghetto queen leaning, hey. With my ghetto team we creaming, hey. Up. Ghetto walk, ghetto talking, the ghetto we be gleaming, okay, living. Okay. Triple beam dreams giving, lifts to the fiends chilling. Riff with them things, them lips to my hips and my jeans. Ghetto queen leaning, hey. With my ghetto team we creaming, hey. Up. Ghetto walk, ghetto talking, the ghetto we be gleaming, okay, living. Triple beam dreams giving, lifts to the fiends chilling. Riff with them things, them lips to my hips and my jeans.
Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back here to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. That was Slim Goody, my artist off Boyd Records. We're kicking it like that, and we're back with my man Josh. And welcome back, Josh, and we're going to let Miss Lucinda take over with some questions for Josh right now.
Yeah, and just before I do, if there's anyone listening that would like to call in and make a comment or has a question for Josh or Rob or myself, the number is 347-826-7273. And back with Josh again. Josh, tell me a little bit more about some of the things that you went through as a child. You told me something about being out in the subway. I remember sleeping on the subway and different things like that. And I just want people to understand some of the real things that happen out there that children go through because of what parents are doing. And, you know, and then we'll get to, you know, how you were able to make some of the changes and get away from that life.
No doubt. Yes, you know, being the child of a drug addict and losing a parent over drugs has got to be one of the most hardest things any kid could go through. You know, I remember my mom always moving us. We never stayed in a spot for more than like a month, a couple of weeks. Uh-huh. You know, I can remember taking trains all night. I'm talking about all from like 12 midnight to about 6 o'clock in the morning. We sleep at a friend's house, you know?
Right.
And it will be difficult for me. And it's kind of hard because I got that same pattern from my mom. When I was 18, you know, I couldn't stay in one house. You know, I had to keep moving, because that's what I was used to growing up. It wasn't until actually I got married that I was able to finally understand the foundation of, you know, staying in one place, staying home. You feel me?
Right.
And so it was, you know, through my mom's always moving, me and my older brother, you know, we would just constantly keep moving. I mean, just, I must have moved about 13, 14 times in my lifetime, you know, and this is before the age of 18, you know. And then when I was 18, I would move by myself. You know, I went from Florida to Ohio to North Carolina to Virginia, back to Florida. You know, I couldn't stay in one spot because all my life, that's all I knew was just get up and go. So when I was 18, that's what I would do. You know, I would just get up and go.
Right. Now, you mentioned that back when you were a teenager and with all the hate that you had towards a lot of people, that you were actually living the street life and got into the gang life and stuff like that. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I used to be part of part of this gang and SOV. And well, basically what we do, you know, we would just go tag up, you know, get high, you know, if we saw something we want, we got it.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, you know, run up on people if we need to. And you know, and the thing about being in that type of lifestyle is we weren't trying to be hardcore, you feel me? We wasn't trying to be hardcore, but we knew we could depend on each other. See, I couldn't depend on my mom. I knew I couldn't depend on my mom. And I couldn't depend on my brother. I couldn't depend on this person. But I know I could depend on my homeboy. And that's how most gangs start off. You know what I'm saying? They ain't trying to be hardcore. Eventually, they get into being hardcore. But when they first start over, when you join, you just joining, you know, because you're like, oh, man, this person cares about me. You feel me?
Right.
And that's why, you know, that's why people want to join gang, because they don't got nobody. You know? And I'll tell you what happened to one of my boys. One of my boys, he got stabbed. He got stabbed in the back. And when he got stabbed in the back, ain't nobody was there, you know, to help. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, hey, you know, I'm out. You know, when I needed you guys the most, you wasn't there. And that's right. What happened. He left. Yo, he got stabbed in the back. And the funny thing about it was, when he got stabbed in the back, we was right around the corner. And none of us, including myself, I'll even put myself out there, including me, we didn't do nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's how the gang life is. You know, you think these people are your boys. You think they got your back. You think you're down with them. But when you really need, I mean, when things hit the fan and you think you really need them, ain't nowhere
right.
to be found. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's what I've said before. You know, people get into it thinking that it's family and it's loyalty and all that, but down to it, there's not anybody that's really going to be there for you in the end or when you really need them. They'll turn their back on you. They'll turn you in to save themselves or whatever.
Exactly.
That's right. You know,
and
that's
I was,
right.
I wanted to ask you, Josh, when you was younger and you seen your mom going through that, far as on the subway, you riding the subway all night long, can you shed a little light on some of the things that you actually witnessed that was going on with your moms at that time of her drug use?
Most deaf. You know, I used to come home, and I used to see my mom, you know, do drugs right in front of me. I used to see my mom get beat up, you know, right in front of me. I'm talking about thrown across the room, kicked, slapped, her hair pulled. You know, I used to come, you know, there'd be times, and I'm going to put this out there because I really want the youth to understand this, what drugs could do. You know, there'd be times where I'd come home, you know, and I would witness my mom, you know, having sexual relations with a man. You feel me? And I'm, you know, I'm a young cat. You know what I'm saying? Young cats ain't supposed to be knowing what that's about. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I would witness that. You know, I remember one time me and my mom, we was riding a subway, and there was a drug deal going on in the subway system. Well, this guy, he took the money and the drugs, and he ran and he jumped on the same train that me and my mom was on. Well, the guy who just got stiffed took out a bottle. He had a 40-ounce and chugged it. The bottle went straight over my head, and the guy ducked just in time, and it broke against the glass. You know what I'm saying? That bottle could have hit me, and I wouldn't be speaking to you right now. You feel me?
Right.
Right. Right, exactly.
And it's just those types of experience that the youth got to understand. That's what the thug life is about. That's what the streets life are all about, man. The streets don't love you back. They don't care about me. They don't care about you. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I was an innocent. Bro, I must have been about 10 years old when that happened. I was an innocent bystander. And we hear it all the time on the news. Oh, this innocent girl, or this innocent boy, he got shot up for no reason. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
You know, and we're always hearing that. We're always talking about. You feel me?
Right.
And the sad thing about it is, and the reality about it is that kids nowadays they don't want to take our word for it. You know what I'm saying? They want to experience it from themselves. They don't want to take our word. They're like, oh, that was back then, and things changed. Nah, believe it or not, things have gotten worse. You feel me? Things have gotten worse now. You know, it used to be a time where I could run with my crew. Yeah, we might get in a scuffle, but we might live to see another day. You feel me?
Right.
Nowadays, if you're in a gang and you get into a fight, you ain't promised tomorrow.
No, not at all.
Right.
You know,
right.
you're not promised tomorrow. And that's the thing that the youth need to understand. They need to understand that you ain't promised tomorrow. Ain't nobody promised tomorrow. But especially nowadays with the thugs and the way how they run things and how they operate things. You feel me?
Right.
Right. We do have a caller. So, Josh, we will definitely get back to the rest of your story. But let's go ahead and take this call and see if they have a question for you or what kind of comments they have. Hello, welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back. You're on the air.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, you know, my name is Joe Kelly. I'm born and raised in South Central LA. I was fortunate, you know, to get out of that whole lifestyle that he's talking about, you know, coming home and, you know, my uncles, you know, and older cousins, I come home and they're freebasing. You know, obviously my mom wasn't there because she was, you know, with just mom, single parent home. You know, she wasn't there and growing up and seeing that. But I was fortunate that, you know, mom stayed on me, you know, and kept me out of that situations to get involved in that. And I was fortunate enough to get a football scholarship to the University of Washington. And then I was, you know, blessed, you know, to be a first-round pick of the Cincinnati Bengals in 1986. But that whole life, you know, in South Central L.A., South Central L.A. is originally, well, Freeway Rick is one of the biggest, you know, you can call him an icon, but, you know, he was a guy that was unfortunately, you know, caught up in this whole, with the whole CIA. He was in the same neighborhood that I was from. Even though I was a younger guy, and you know my older cousins, you know, were participants in that whole area of South Central LA, and growing up in that drug, you know, infested environment and gang banging, and understanding, you know, that lifestyle, and never really wanted to be a part of that. And there was a lot of situations that I could personally think of that. I put myself in, and if it wasn't for the grace of God, you know, to get myself out of there, you know, I never would have been fortunate to be, you know, blessed and live the lifestyle that I've been living, you know, since I was 21. You know, I'm 44 years old and I'm a college graduate, you know, NFL player. I own my own company, but I'm 1, 2, 3 decisions away from being in the same situations that, you know, thousands and thousands of, you know, young brothers in inner city areas, you know, if they had 10, 15 seconds to take back, you know, decisions that they made, you know, they, you know, could be me. They, you know, there are a lot of Joe Kellys, you know, in the penitentiary. There are a lot of Joe Kellys, you know, 6 feet deep. You know, there's a lot of Joe Kellys living lifestyles, you know, and not able to get out here and get jobs and maintain a certain lifestyle because, you know, of their criminal record, because of making, you know, spontaneous choices that, you know, it's tough. It's tough when you're raised up and, you know, ain't no food in the house. you know, I can recall a true story that when I was 11, I played on the Pop Warner football team. My mom, we were living in a hotel at the time. It was five of us, and mom didn't have any money, and I had popcorn to sell for the team, but we didn't have any food, and we ate popcorn for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a week.
My man.
You know. I mean, that's you know, and at the same time, I had partners out here that was selling dope, that was making us, pulling up, you know, in a Cadillac. Back then, it was Cadillacs, you know, in the Cadillacs and the big gold ropes, you know, and not giving into that and saying, well, hey, and the thing is, I could have easily said in the middle of the week, I'm tired of eating popcorn. You know,
right.
Yeah, I got some partners that can make some money, you know, but no, what's going to happen? You know, and I wasn't going to have it. I'm glad moms was like that because, like I said, you know, it kept me on the right path. You know, when moms was working, I'd come home, my uncle's freebasing, I didn't know what that was. You know, I came home from school, I'm thinking they cooking some food. You know, and I'm looking at that, I couldn't go in, but, you know, as a, you know, inquisitive kid like I was, I'd go in, that don't look like food, that don't look like nothing you can eat. You know,
right.
And then I see girls and running in and out of the house and, you know, and uncle sweating and clothes off, you know, shirts off, sweating, and like, what y'all doing? You know,
right.
Tell my mama. You know what I mean? Now I'm going to check my mama house. You know, and just understanding being involved and being raised in that, you know, and I'm, you know, I'm impressionable, man. I'm 14, 15. I'm just starting high school. And then, okay, what y'all doing? Y'all making money off that. You know, and not knowing that at that time, 7 years later, you know, I would be, you know, one of the first linebackers picking the United States with $1 million contract. I could, because they was making $1 million then.
Right.
You know, so I wasn't looking. I didn't expect to play in the NFL. I was just seeing that, and that was what I was raised around.
Exactly.
You know, and you know, I. Another incident, I recall my senior year, I just signed a college scholarship and gave a party in my area was Blood, the gang. You know, I was in the Blood area and I knew some Crips, you know, and they came, wanted to come to my senior party, and I couldn't invite them because I didn't want all the madness, and they threw a brick through my window, my mother's window, you know, so I recall running down the street with all my partners and my Blood partners, and we caught the dude that threw a brick through my mom's window, and I find myself holding a 12-gauge sawed-off shotgun to this dude's head. But you got to understand, I was in a newspaper a week before signing a scholarship to University of Washington. But now I'm about to blow this dude's head off because, you know, a brick. But, I thank God every day, man, because
Amen.
that quick, you know, you're talking about a crowd, you know, amping it up, you know, Blood, Crips, and this dude threw a brick through your mama's window, you know, do this, you know, and I would have been a victim, you know, I'd have been a victim, he's a victim, my mama's a victim, that Crip, you know, that I blew his head off, he a victim, you know, it's retaliation. And you know, whatever intervened, or it was God, it wasn't whatever, God intervened in that quick 5 second time frame and say, hey man, what are you doing?
Right.
And is that, and nobody there was not one of my partners said, don't do it, stop, nothing. I
now,
got
what,
this
they wasn't gonna say
this,
stop.
They
you feel me?
They, you know, yeah, they wasn't.
They wanted you to do
me.
That.
And I gave a gun. I don't even remember honestly who I gave a gun to. And I said to myself, man, are you out your mind? Are you out your mind, man? And left. Because first of all, my mama, I've been disappointed my mama more than anybody.
Right, because she done went through so much in life, and you was trying to make sure she didn't have to go through that again. You know what I mean?
You know, and you know, I'm blessed that, you know, we out of that. You know, every sister I got, every brother I got, my mama, you know, we out of that.
Exactly,
you know,
my brother.
I'm blessed to get my mom and them out of that. You understand? It don't matter, man, if you from where I'm from, South Central L.A., or you from the mean cities, the streets of Detroit or Chicago or New York or Miami. You know, or over the Rhine in Cincinnati, man, it's all the same.
You got to think out here.
It's treacherous. It's treacherous, man. It's treacherous.
Yeah.
All over. You know, and it's urban areas. It's inner city problems. You know, I don't care. London. I've been to London. Go to London. You know, in the projects in London, you would think you were in Cabrini Green.
You think in Chicago?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That ain't no joke.
Right.
You know.
So,
it's
what we going, that's my man. I want to introduce my main man right there to the radio show. That's my man Joe Kelly, you know what I mean, one of my homeboys right there, you dig? And he checking in with us tonight, you know. And Joe, that's my man Josh right there on the phone, you know what I mean? That's Josh tonight.
Yeah.
And, you know, we putting in good work tonight, and we so glad that everybody's calling in. And we're going to take a break, and we're going to go to a song, and we're going to come back with my man Josh, and we're going to go to In Need of a Change.
Yeah. LD.
We go far too often. We look back in hindsight and wish.
Say, I wish I just had one more chance.
Right back here to the Streets and Love You Back radio show. That's my man LD down with the Boy Records Click, and that's his track In Need of a Change. And we back with my man Josh, our guest tonight, and my man Joe Kelly calling in, and we would just like to ask Josh, what kind of advice will you give the youth out here today, Josh, from your experiences you've done had through your life, and what advice will you give the youth out here today?
And what I would tell them is, you know what, they got to trust in God, man. They got to believe in God, man. That's how I made my change. You know, I accepted, you know, Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior December of 1999, you feel me? And ever since that day, he has put everything into perspective for me. You know what I'm saying? He's shown me love. He's shown me mercy. He's shown me grace. He's shown me that, you know what, my boys may not be there, but he'll always be there. You feel me? He's shown me that no matter what I may go through, he'll always be there with me, walking right there with me, protecting me, holding me. You know what I'm saying? Because cats nowadays, they try to be hard all the time. And you can't be hard all the time. Hear me out, fellas. You know what I'm saying? Us men, yo, we like to put up a front so much in our lives. You know what I'm saying? We try to be the biggest, the baddest, you know, the hardcore guys. And you can't be that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know what I'm saying? You can't, no matter who you are. You know, they got to be time in your life when you say, you know what, man, enough is enough. You know, I tried the drugs, and I tried the drinking, I tried the woman, I tried the party. You know what I'm saying? And I just wanna encourage the youth that no matter what you're going through right now, it don't matter what you're going through. You know, pop's not being there, mom's not being there. You know, you're on drugs, you're living in the street, you don't know where the next meal is gonna come from. You know, and I could relate to Brother Kelly talking about the popcorn, and that's all he had for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know what I'm saying? There's many of times when, you know, I'm Puerto Rican, so, you know, all we used to have is, you know, Spam for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know what I'm saying? And so it doesn't matter what you're going through in your life. Know that Jesus loves you, man, and he got a plan for you. He understands you. You know what I'm saying? Your boys may not understand you. I mean, truly understand you. You know what I'm saying? But he does, because, yo, he made you. You feel me?
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So we want to ask Bro Kelly, do you have a question for Mr. Josh tonight, Bro Kelly?
Oh, man, much respect to Brother Josh, you know, and that experience. Just, you know, those of us that have been in that situation, you know, and lived that situation, and you know that, and the trials and tribulations, you know, everybody has their stories. Everybody has their ups and downs. But the big thing is about it, right now, we are here standing, talking, able to talk about those experiences. We've been blessed. I know, and Josh, in New York, I mean, I lived in New York 3 years. So New York is rough. You know, and to come out of New York, come out of, you know, Detroit, come out of L.A., come out, you know, to survive and be able to tell, you know, these kids, you know, and give them real experiences. Not that I heard that this person, da-da-da-da-da, you know, I can, or the kids that I deal with, I give them real life experiences, you know, and letting them know, you know, what to be expected. And like Josh said, it is, you know, it's, you know, that the teenagers that I deal with, it is that, you know, that perception that you have to be, you just have to be this raw core Mike Tyson knockout thug, the biggest thug, you know, in order to be successful, which is so wrong. You know, and you know my guys, I talk to my teenage boys, man, I watch Extreme Makeover and cry. A man can do that and cry. You know, let that tough man, you know, because you know what, that attitude has put so many young black African American, you know, men period, you know, in prison. That tough guy, I'm either in prison or I'm either dead.
You already
just know because
it.
Of that attitude. And with that attitude, you know, that you know, just clouds up your thinking process. If you're in a situation, you know, spur of the moment thing, hey man, well, I got this lick, you know, that's spur of the moment.
Right.
Because
right.
You understand, you know, 75% to 90% of cats in prison, you know, are dead in that spur of the moment.
You already know.
This your man that you grew up with that say, hey man, I got this lick. Oh, I know this, you know, I got this chick, I got that. You know, man, hey man, I, you know, this, and you have that 10, 15 second window to say yes or no.
Right.
And understand, whether or not you say no, man, you still the same person. You know,
exactly.
Right now, man, no, I'm not with that right now. You, I mean, it's that simple. And
bottom
that's
line.
That's difference that kids that's growing up with where I live right now, out here in the suburbs, you know, that these kids don't have to, they don't have to deal with those situations. You know,
no.
whereas the kids in urban areas, they deal with that. That's a daily choice, man. Understand.
Amen.
But some of them are hungry. You know, some of them just want money. Some of them crave the 32 rims, you know,
right.
On a $200 car.
For
know,
no reason. For no
for
reason.
For no reason. Because,
you feel me?
You know, there ain't no guidance. Ain't no guidance, and I don't have anybody. And I'm,
no
way. And I'm not connected spiritually to understand how really deep this is. It's not about all the toughness. You know,
no.
You can't be, like my brother Josh said, you can't be hard all the time, man.
No,
you
man,
know?
Not 24/7.
No, man.
We got to learn how to listen a little bit than trying to
work.
Be hard, you know. And do we got to call in, Miss Lucinda?
No, we don't.
Okay, then. And go ahead, Brother Kelly.
Yeah, you know, just that whole that whole perception, you know, and you know with what I'm doing, you know, with Kelly Youth Services dealing with the youth in Cincinnati, you know, and the lack of positive black male role models that I'm dealing with, but they see me. I mean, I'm hard on them, but you know, I have walked with them and I have shed tears. You know, the same thing. I'm 110% all man. You know,
amen.
No doubt. You know, and understand this is it. And bring them around. I got two daughters. You know, bring them around. And this is how a strong black man lives and thinks. And this is us. You know,
amen.
Don't get all, you know, the percentage. It's a lot of us, you know, that done changed our life and then went through trials and tribulations that's doing right. You know, but they're not publishing that.
Exactly.
You know,
they're just publishing what they want to publish.
Yeah, youth of course, because it sells. But understand, it's a lot of us, even a lot of us that made wrong choices, and we in your ear right now. You don't have to go down that path. You know, listen to us. You know, we've been there, done that.
Exactly.
You know, but if you don't have nobody telling them nothing, there's no – when I get kids, when I'm talking about no guidance, no morals, nothing, you know, how we grew up, you know, we walk into a room with grown folks, you know, you get out. Grandma said, these grown folks in here.
Exactly.
Right.
You get out the room,
you know,
and you didn't say nothing but leave.
Yeah. You seen, but you not heard.
My
you
man,
know,
now you went back old school on the Deborah Kelly,
yeah.
Seen, not heard, baby.
Yeah.
That's grandma saying. That's straight up grandma saying, baby.
Hey,
for sure.
And then
yeah.
you walk up in there, somebody 12 years old, come walk up in our conversation and get in our conversation like
and
they,
still keep talking. Still keep talking.
Yeah,
like you ain't told them to leave the room. You know what I mean? They still sit now.
Yeah, matter of fact,
you have a caller.
Right quick.
Oh, we got a caller in right now.
We have
now.
Another caller, so let me go ahead and add them on.
Okay.
Welcome
Hello.
To the Free Speech Lobby back. You're on the line.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm enjoying the conversation tonight. Now, I wanted to elaborate on some of the things the guys were saying.
Okay.
Oh, you can go right ahead, sir.
Go ahead, brother. All right. Good evening. Good evening. This is Brother Face.
Hey, Brother Face. How you doing? Yeah, I mean, I wanted to just introduce Brother Face to everybody. That's one of my homeboys right there, Brother Face. And Brother Face will be a guest on this show on the 5th of August. He'll be a guest on the show to tell about his change. But go ahead, Brother Face, and comment on Brother Josh and Brother Kelly's thing.
I think these guys are right. They're hitting the nail on the head. Unfortunately, we don't got nothing in place right now, and that's the vehicle we're looking for. The vehicle that we're looking for is something that's going to establish some change. And you know, I'm a spiritual brother, and I think a lot of that change should be done in the church. You know, we can't forget about that.
That's right.
And you know, I know what saved me, and I went from household to household, from city to city, and you know, that started a whole nother ball game for me later on in life. I wasn't scared to move nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I want our brothers, young brothers, to know if you're gonna take some chances, try some of the simple stuff first. Go get a job, you know. Try
mm-hmm.
some of that.
Yeah.
And you know, I was appreciating you guys going back, you know, to, you know, a child is not supposed to be seen or heard. I've been noticed. I'm a barber, by the way. So,
mm-hmm.
I deal with my community on a daily basis, and the kids these days got a lot of choice.
Right. Amen.
A lot of choices, and it's getting rougher for them, man. They on design. They got this designer stuff out here right now. You know, it's getting more complex, and you know, we need to get on top of it. You know, and you know, just to tell you a little bit about my background. Like I say, I've been raised from home to home. So, in the underline of that, I've been carried by God, our Lord, and did not know it. But when I realized this, lived long enough to realize it. It was a blessing to me and my family.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of our males in our family ended up in the system, and not necessarily a bad thing for us, because God don't put us through nothing that we can't handle.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
And we got to do. We really need to keep doing things like this. Putting a good word out in the airways, and letting these guys know, you know, the real, what's really going on, because it's bigger than us. And drugs, man, that's decimated. I've been in many communities, and it's decimated community. Oh, bro, if you look at it on a wide scale, man, we done lost a lot.
Amen.
We done lost a lot, A lot of my, I didn't understand how to, a lot of my buddies didn't make it. Now I feel like they were better guys than me, at that time. So, because I didn't really understand that we all affect one another. So this right here, man, just a conversation, might turn out to rule this nation, for us. We might be able to get a couple of them back.
That's right. Speak into existence.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we started this movement, hoping to help educate everybody by them listening to the examples of your lives and everyone's lives. And maybe they'll realize what they're doing and make change and step by step change their lives.
I would like, we got like 10 more minutes on the air. And I would just like Miss Lucinda to say all what she usually say before we go off the air. And we're going to give the stage to you right quick, Miss Lucinda.
Well, we just like to thank everybody for listening to our show. And for those of you that don't know, you can log on to www.blogtalkradio, The Streets Don't Love You Back, to listen to the show every Wednesday night, 8:30 to 9:30 Pacific time, 11:30 to 12:30 Eastern time. And we'd also like for all of you to go to our main website and join up as a member. That is www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. And we'd like to have as many members as we can to help us spread the word and to educate the youth that the streets don't love you back. And if there's anyone else that wants to call in tonight before we're off the air, the number is 347-826-7273. And we appreciate all of you calling in. Josh, do you have any shout-outs or any last words you'd like to say as the guest tonight?
First of all, I want to give you guys a big shout-out. The Streets Don't Love You Back movement. You guys are doing your thing. I pray that God continues just to use you guys, that you guys will continue to be the light and the salt of this earth, man. I want to say thank you, Jesus Christ, for changing me, for just molding me, for making me a man, what I'm saying, for just showing me that there is something better out there. I want to just thank my wife and my kids, all of them. The Lord's blessed me with 7 of them,
Mom,
I just want to give a shout out to my beautiful, beautiful wife, Janie.
Amen, brother.
Thank
Amen.
You. Everything, bro.
Amen.
And I would like to, before we go off the air, I would like for everybody to hear this last track before we go off the air, because it's a blessing track, and it's by my homeboy Rising Son called God and Protect Us.
Thank you. guide and protect us, Lord. To give us your grace and your strength and your mercy, swinging that two-edged sword. I'm fighting for justice so nothing can hurt me, even when I pass away. My legacy lives on through my seed and my working, every little thing I pray. Give thanks for your grace and your strength and your mercy, your mercy. The first one I call every day when I wake and pray, yeah. The one who is there when no one has a care, I say, Lord. You strengthen my soul when my mind wants to go astray, yeah. And lift me up high when I fall and my ground gives way, Lord. How precious your love and your grace and your countenance. Your grace and your strength and your mercy, swinging that two-edged sword. I'm fighting for justice so nothing can hurt me, even when I pass away. My legacy lives on through my seed and my working, every little thing I pray. Give thanks to your grace and your strength and your mercy, your mercy. With enemies close all around, I will call your name, yeah. And slaughter the weak, you quickly, with no thought or shame, Lord. For my heart is firm in your hands, so I've no disgrace, no. I'll hail up your name every day with a smiling face, boy. I never can give enough praise to your tenderness, Lord. To be in your infinite grace is my happiness, yeah. No matter the time or the place, you're omnipotent, Lord. You show me the light and the dark, so I shall repent. Guide and protect us, Lord. To give us your grace and your strength and your mercy, swinging that two-edged sword. I'm fighting for justice so nothing can hurt me, even when I pass away. My legacy lives on through my seed and my working, every little thing I pray. Give thanks to your grace and your strength and your mercy, your mercy. Yeah, we trod the long rocky road. The buffalo soldier fights the power, freedom, war. The last is there upon the throne. The conquering disciples burn your congregation, yeah. Collect the security. We build a better nation, time beside the unity. Say nothing in fight, nothing in war, but brotherly love can destroy oppression. If we come together, we can conquer all our foes. Live victory eternally. But if we keep on murdering, see so much petty things, we're crumbling our destiny. But we were meant to rule upon the earth and multiply creativity and love. So I will always strive to show love and respect until I die. And so I will humble and pray. Guide and protect us, Lord. To give us your grace and your strength and your mercy, swinging that two-edged sword. I'm fighting for justice so nothing can hurt me, even when I pass away. My legacy lives on through my seed and my working, every little thing I pray. Give thanks to your grace and your strength and your mercy, your mercy.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, welcome right back here to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. That's my homeboy, Rising Sun, and that track right there you'll be hearing on the Streets Don't Love You Back soundtrack that's coming out along with my book in a few weeks. We thank you very much, Josh, for being on the show. We thank you, Bro Joe Kelly, and we thank you, Bro Face, and everybody else that's out there listening. And any last words you would like to say, Miss Lucinda? We got 1 minute.
Just like to tell everybody to, you know, no matter what you're going through, take responsibility for your own choices and your own actions. You have the choice to do good or not to do good, and so it's all up to you. And just remind you that the streets don't love you back, so do something different.
All right. God bless everybody. We appreciate everybody from coming on the show, and God bless, and we look forward to hearing from you next week, everybody. Take care, and God bless.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.